Shooters, welcome back. If you're new, welcome in. We have over 150 episodes for you to choose from. I know it can be a little daunting to figure out where to start, but most of these episodes are very timeless, and so you can go back and listen to any of these at any time. We've had the opportunity to speak with some of the best players and basketball minds our state has to offer. So we're sure that you'll find something in here that you'll like and enjoy, but also learn something along the way. We're just retired hoopers turned coaches that have a true passion for the game of basketball. We're trying to share that with you, have some fun along the way, and promote the kids, coaches, and programs throughout this state that are working hard each and every day. If there's something you like, please let us know. Comment, like, follow, spread the word. And as always, shooters shoot.
Well, Grace Buffelli, welcome to the Shooter's Touch.
Thank you for having me.
Grace, we're excited to have you on, learn a little bit more about your story. So you kind of have a family of Panthers, at least I know your dad, right, played baseball at UNI. And so coming out of high school, even before the whole offer process and all that stuff kind of started happening, what were your thoughts on Cedar Falls and UNI specifically? Did you have one as a 10, 11, 12-year-old?
I didn't really think of UNI like right away, but I knew from like the get-go I wanted to stay somewhat close to home, good distance, so probably around the Midwest.
Did dad ever take you back to any homecomings or anything as a youngster?
Actually, I don't think so, no. So, I mean, when I got recruited by UNI, everything kind of just fell into place. Obviously, like you said, my mom and dad both went to UNI. My dad played baseball, yep. UNI is a really good teaching program, and I knew I wanted to be a teacher. Like I said, it was close to home. It was a perfect fit.
To have that. I didn't realize that your mom also went there. Well, yeah, then it starts to seem a little bit of a no-brainer. And so going through high school, I know you had a very prolific career, scored a lot of points, grabbed a ton of rebounds, won a state championship. We'll probably get to that here along the way. But is it my understanding one Division I offer, and that was from UNI, or what did the recruiting process actually look like for you out of high school?
Yeah, I would say I actually got recruited pretty late in high school. I want to say I started really getting recruited after my junior year, the state championship game. And then at that AAU season, I started getting recruited. I got my first offer was Truman State. Mm-hmm. And then I got Eastern Illinois and then UNI, and I accepted it the day after.
That's awesome. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's so from the other side of things, from the coaching side of things, that is like the worst nightmare if you're like Truman and you have a player like yourself that you're really excited about, and then you make the state tournament and then you play well because you're like, no, you know, and that's what happened. Then UNI comes and the player accepts it the day after. And so that's awesome. That's a fun story. So then going through this and taking a minute to think, okay, so my one Division I offer, UNI, it was a no-brainer for me. But to now fast forward to being the preseason conference player of the year, have you had a chance to really kind of think about how far this journey has already come for you?
Yeah, I don't really know if it's kind of like it's hit me yet. Obviously, time flies. It feels like literally yesterday I was a freshman at college. Now I'm actually a senior, fourth year. So it's just crazy how far and how fast my journey has grown.
Crazy to stop and think about. And so you mentioned fourth year, technically a junior basketball, a COVID year in there. How big was that experience? Especially because that would have been your freshman year or your –
It was my freshman year.
Yeah, So how big of experience was that to kind of get the opportunity to kind of play and figure out this college basketball and then to find out, hey, that year didn't actually really count because you made a big jump. I know from that true first year into, playing a lot more and contributing a lot more, your would be your second year out there. And so what was a little bit of that experience like, and what do you think you ultimately learned or took from that?
Yeah, my freshman year, it was just a lot of growing. A lot of adapting. I learned a lot since it was COVID. I actually went home, I think, for a total of 31 days throughout basketball season because wow. I was I was affected. People around me had COVID, so I had a quarantine, but I actually never got it. So I'd go home for 2 weeks, get sent back up to UNI, and then a few days later, I went back home, 2 weeks. So I think that, first off, put me behind a little bit. Just freshman, I'm new, I'm trying to learn. But I think that year has taught me a lot, and I'm really grateful that I get one more extra year.
You know, looking at some of the pictures on your bio, and some of them have the team with masks on, it's kind of crazy to think back to that time when that actually did have to happen. What about Coach Warren and the staff up there? I know you said that, you know, obviously you and I is a little bit closer to home. You knew you wanted to stay closer to home. What about the staff? What about the team? You know, what about overall, you know, the UNI team? What's attractive to you?
Yeah, right when I stepped on campus, I was welcomed by the coaches, the players, the staff. They made me feel important, not just for being a basketball player, but also a person that goes to school every day and lives a life as well. So I think that just helped me decide on a college. They just really cared for me, and they were just appreciative of who I was.
I can probably speak for a lot of Panther fans that I think you made the right choice. So congrats to you. What would you say if we're comparing high school grace to college grace? What is different about your game now?
I think in high school, I probably only shot like a total of 10 threes. So I think I got obviously an outside shot. In high school, I literally just stayed in the paint. The majority of my points, they were layups in the post. So I think I just expanded on my game, attacking, shooting, and then also finishing.
You know, is that something that, you know, you and your coaches talked about, you know, either before you came in as a freshman or maybe in some of the off seasons that, you know, hey, Grace, this is our offense. You need to adapt to it. And obviously, you know, you have plenty of workouts to do that. But was that kind of talked about with the coaching staff, or was that kind of just, you know, you saying, hey, I need to expand here?
For sure. I think majority of that conversation is in the off season, in the off season meetings that we have of what we need to improve on. And I just think I am a undersized post. So me being able to put the ball on the ground, shoot the three and also finish makes it hard for me or people to guard me.
You know, fun to watch. And, you know, I think that, you know, there are only good things to come here for the Panthers this season. And, you know, what is some of the feedback coaching staff have given you as an individual and a team that, you know, maybe we need to improve on here moving forward after these first couple weeks of the season?
For the most part, the coaches just keep telling us that they prep this non-conference so we can be successful in the conference. Our non-conference is probably one of the hardest in the Missouri Valley Conference. Mm-hmm. There's not an easy opponent. Each game we have to be ready, and no matter the outcome, we are preparing to succeed and get ready for conference play. So just keep your heads up and keep working hard.
And that's obviously a big part of this too, is preparing for league play. Preseason favorites, obviously, in a really tough league, a league that has had success, you know, in the postseason, a league that has known to be, you know, really top to bottom, very competitive. And so that's got to be something that you guys are anxious and looking forward to. Already have a nice home win against Green Bay. That was a good, gritty, tough win for you guys. And then, like you said, just kind of been on a little bit of a grinder. I mean, Iowa at home had to have been fun. Let's talk a little bit about that experience. Sold out McLeod. What was that experience like? Even Adam and the boys couldn't sell out the McLeod, so you guys got it done. What was that like? That fan base, that crowd, that atmosphere had to be a lot of fun.
It was the coolest experience, really, that I've experienced at college so far. I just remember in warmups, I literally looked around and I just like took a moment to look at everyone at the game. It just shows the support that the community has for you and I, but most importantly, just women's basketball in the state of Iowa. So it was just a really cool experience that I don't think anyone on our team will never forget it.
Yeah, that's really neat. I mean, and to your point too, just women's basketball and the growth that it's made in this state at all levels, honestly, from AAU to high school to the college game has been unbelievable. And then have a team, actually all the Iowa State, the fact that you guys still have the home and homes, and you know, last year Iowa came and sold out the Knapp Center and then came and sold out McLeod. And so it's like, it's just really neat that you have an opportunity, and then you both play Iowa State too. it's great for the state. It's great for little girls that are watching you guys and look up to you to be able to see those games and then to for them to be competitive. Obviously, you know, we talked a little bit off air. Things didn't go the way you guys really wanted against Iowa. You know, you guys hung in there and played really good defense and ability to score. Yourself had obviously a little bit of foul trouble, but when you were in there, were very productive. So it's fun. It was fun basketball. Like you said, I think it's something that you'll remember, but more importantly, getting better and continuing to figure out getting better, getting healthy, getting everybody kind of on the same page for when you get into league play. Going back kind of a little bit, so what was the defensive transition like for you from high school to college? Was it a big difference? Because now you talk about you're a little bit undersized, but you know these women can still move, and so you got to stretch out defensively as well. And so how big of an adjustment was it for you on the defensive end of the floor?
It was for sure an adjustment. With me being undersized in college, I just had to work on being physical, standing my ground, and then also being able to defend the bounce. One-on-one on the perimeter. High school and college are completely different, so obviously I had to adjust.
Did you guys play man-to-man in high school, or did you guys play some zone, or what was it like in high school? Like, can you remember back how big of a difference? Because obviously a lot of high schools will play zone, and you don't get that luxury so much in college. So what was that like for you?
Yeah, I would say I went to North Scott. I think we played, I'd say, like 50-50. 50 zone, 50 man.
And so, like you said, in high school, very different because you pretty much just took over the paint and was able to kind of dictate your power on both ends of being able to score in there. And then obviously rebounds. I saw a couple of things. I mean, you said about every rebounding record there could have been. And that's awesome, which is great. Going through this 2017 state championship, take me on that run. What do you remember about old Wells Fargo and the opportunity to cut down the net back in 17?
Yeah, in 2017, I was a freshman, so everything was kind of new for me. That year, I actually got the opportunity. Carly Rucker was my teammate, so she was a senior.
Right.
So she was a leader. She helped me through everything, but we had an okay season. So when we beat Western Dubuque to go to state on a buzzer beater. So that was a really cool experience. But then going into state, I think we were the seventh seed. So going into each game, we were like, we have nothing to lose. Like, we're the underdog. Like, let's prove everyone wrong. And so we won. I don't know who the first game was against. But then the second game, we played Xavier. I think they're the second seed. And then our championship, we played Marion, and they're the number one. So that game especially was just really cool because we were the underdog, the seventh seed. So we literally had nothing to lose. And I just think we worked hard. And we got it done.
And then you took 18 off, apparently your sophomore year. What happened there? What do you remember? Who'd you get beat by? What was the deal? I should have looked, but I didn't.
No, it's all right. That was a really bad loss. We lost to Fairfield, to go to state.
Fairfield.
Completely upset. Okay. It was not. Yeah, I don't even like really remember the game. I think I was just in like
that's
shock.
A good one to black out. Yeah
that is, you know? For sure.
Yeah, so I don't really remember it. I've never watched the game since, but I think our team shot like under 10%.
Wow,
that's not what you're looking for.
It wasn't our year.
Well, and then you guys bounce back in a big way and proceed to get one in 19 and in 20, so you go back to back your final 2 years. And so who'd you beat 19 in the championship?
Marion.
That was Marion again. So you guys had Marion, and then 20. So which 20 was the no fans? Did you guys have fans?
Or no,
did
we
you
have
guys
fans.
You guys got yours in. You guys got yours
just
in.
Coming up.
Yeah, it was then the next one. That's right. And so then 20, who'd you have in the championship of 20?
Lewis Central.
Lewis Central is who you beat on that one. So having the opportunity, I know you contributed as a freshman, but really is your junior and senior year a big presence and being able to win those championships. Get three of them is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, most high school kids are just dreaming of getting one. So having the opportunity to get three of them is really awesome. And what do you remember about opportunities and times down at Wells Fargo with your teammates? I know, like you said, you had some good friends, some current teammates. You had a lot of people that I would assume your life was basketball through high school. And so to cap them off with championships had to feel pretty good.
I would just say the one thing that comes to mind when I think of all 3 years of going to the Wells Fargo would just be the memories. Hotel memories, just fun. And I think it's cool because my senior year, we had 8 seniors, and I played with them ever since third grade. So we kind of just came up every year together. And so my senior year when we won state, it was just such a rewarding feeling.
What do you remember about your senior year specifically? You know, that last horn sounds, state champs, obviously, but your high school career is over. Obviously, you're continuing on. But what do you remember about that? You know, not even maybe the game afterwards, you know, the hanging out with those 8 seniors that you played with so long, you know, parents of those kids, your parents. I guess, what do you remember about that time?
I felt kind of two ways, sad, but then also happy for everything we have accomplished in the 4 years. We finally did
probably,
it.
Probably pretty bittersweet, I would say.
Yeah.
Hard to see it come to an end. What club team did you guys play for in the summer? And did a lot of you guys play together?
No, a majority of my teammates, they were like 3-sport athletes, 4-sport athletes. So majority of them actually didn't play much AU. But Presley and I majority went and played for AU teams.
Who'd you guys play for?
I played for Martin Bros, and then 1 year I played for Attack.
Gotcha. Good. Well, that's like I said, that is going to be a memory that you guys will hold and share and remember forever. It's such a neat opportunity to be able to get to Wells Fargo, let alone to go and cut down the net 3 times with, like you said, and especially when you have a group of, 8, that's a lot. I mean, yeah. The days of seeing 8 seniors high school, is probably, not, that's few and far between, that's for sure. And so that had to have been a lot of fun. But okay, so then catching back up here as we take a look, we're catching you off of a nice bus trip over from Indiana this weekend. Talk to me a little bit about Ball State and what I know that's a tough team. They're really good at home too, if people aren't totally aware with what Ball State went. But how'd things go yesterday then for you guys over there?
Going into the game, we knew Ball State was going to be a tough game. We prepared all week for them, had a good game plan and stuff. Actually, 2 of our starters, they're actually out right now, so we're not as healthy as we would like. So it was a close game. We just never could get over that hump. It was a 5-point game throughout the whole game. They would hit some big shots. I don't know. Overall, we did play pretty good. We were pretty prepared for the game. I just think in the end, they hit some bigger shots than we did. But after the game, the coaches once again said that these games are preparing us for the league. They're preparing us to be successful in February and March. So the only thing we can do is keep our heads up.
Coach Oakland texted me actually just a minute ago and said that, quote, you were a monster yesterday. And so I was like, all right, let's take a look at this. And sure enough, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and played 35 minutes. How about that for you? What does 35 minutes feel like?
That's a monster.
Yeah. Yeah. I was tired sometimes, but just had to push through it.
Yeah. I had to keep going. That's big time. I mean, yeah, to be able to. So one thing then I'm going to bring up in slight criticism here, but what are we going to do to get this free throw shooting figured out? What do we got to do, guys?
I like to ask myself the same question. I don't know.
We gotta do something because I know you shoot it well and you have in the past.
I have. I think it's all up here.
Yep.
Mindset. Yep.
Need to go in and I don't know, shoot 10 left-handed and start all over then and come back and get them going again. Cause yeah, I mean again, not to harp on it, but yesterday it looked like you were 1-for-6.
Yeah.
You know, and then I mean that's 24. Let's go. Let's add another 5 onto that. Let's go 29. I mean, just come on, Grace. Let's get
I know. I'll be better.
I know you will. I just had to. I had to bring it up. Cool, because then the same thing. You know, you're doing work in the Iowa game too, and then you step up and you miss a couple free throws, and you come back, you nail 2, and I was like, Grace, let's go.
I know. It's all up here. Yep.
You'll get it. Like I said, you not it's not like you're trying to figure it out. You've already got it figured out. But hey, I also want to know a little bit of a random story, but what's the deal with your brother? So baseball family, huh? And is your brother trying to, is he in the process of becoming a major league umpire, or what's his path here?
Yeah, so it's actually an interesting story. He graduated from Grandview. He's got a major, but he really enjoys umpiring. So last January he went to Florida for this camp. And I think in the camp, he was gone for 2 months, I think, at the camp. They graded him, ranked him in the end. They placed him. And so this past summer he umpired out in the West, like Montana, Idaho, Colorado. It was like the wooden bat, minor leagues. I don't exactly know, but my mom and dad and I actually went out and visited him, in Montana. We went to a few of his games and then just made a vacation out of it. So I think his dream obviously is to become, an MLB, umpire, but I think this January he's going to go back to that camp in Florida and just see what's going on. Cool. But I know he's also refereeing basketball games right now a lot, and then he's also working.
That's wow. Awesome. That's
yeah, really so cool. I don't know exactly where it's going to go, but he's a single 24-year-old guy, so I think he's just trying to live his life.
You can do it.
I would exactly. say absolutely. You can always fall back on a quote real job, I guess, if yep. you want to. So.
Yep.
Cool. Good for him. That's funny. Yeah. That's obviously another, that's another Oakland gem for me too. He's like, ask her about her brother. That's kind of a cool story.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool. We, so I guess shout out to Pat Hoberg, the GOAT of Major League Umpires right now. He's from Iowa as well. Went to Grandview, yeah. I believe as well. So I'm sure that, he would, or maybe is a mentor of sorts, but, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Yeah. Like I said, you're young, single,
correct.
Do it. Just go
correct.
Do it.
So yeah. We're just kind of letting him do what he wants to do, I guess. So
that's awesome.
So look, moving forward then here, we go to Vegas, right? Is that where
yep,
we're
we
headed next?
We leave Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you leave Wednesday. Oh, yeah. So going out to Vegas, and that'll be Syracuse in the first one, right?
Yep.
That should be a lot of fun. What are you anxious about heading out there and getting an opportunity to play again? You talked about this non-conference schedule that is just going to have you guys just crazy. Ready to go. But you excited to head out that way?
I think the whole team, we're excited to go to Vegas, have a little fun out there, just explore the city, but then also at the same time focus on basketball. We have two big games, like you said, Syracuse and then Vanderbilt. One game at a time is really our mentality and our mindset. Just focus on one game at a time. Once again, it's going to help us in the future, the hard competition.
That's a good way to look at it. So it looks like Friday at 1 is the Syracuse game, and then you'll play Vanderbilt on Saturday at 3:30. Two good tests. Obviously, always fun to kind of get away in the middle of the year, too. God, you guys went down. Was it this year? When did you guys take a trip? Was it this year that you guys had an opportunity to go this summer?
Well, we went to Cancun last Thanksgiving.
It was last year. Okay.
Yep.
That's what it was.
And we played Vanderbilt there too.
Oh, really?
That's yeah. We won on a buzzer beater.
Huh. Very That's cool. Interesting yeah. that worked out that same way, to have the same teams go to a different tournament. But, yeah. Well, good. That'll be fun. It's always nice to kind of get away a little bit. You've been to Vegas before, or is this going to be a new experience for you?
I went to Vegas, I think I was an eighth grader. I went for one of my brother's AU tournaments.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been there before, but also that was like 7 or 8 years ago or 9. I don't even remember.
A lot's changed since you've been yeah. there, but at least you have a little idea of what's going on. Because it can be a little bit of deer in the headlights moment. You start seeing the size of some of these buildings and some of the casinos yep. and all the stuff that's going on. So that'll be fun. I actually just watched the F1 race that was out there. Watched that this morning. And so I got a good old glimpse of the strip and what was going on and the sphere and all that fun stuff. So you guys will enjoy that. And then you come back and play a really good South Dakota team. It just doesn't end on Wednesday the 29th before going to Creighton, correct? Is it? It's at Creighton. Yes.
Yeah. I think we have four more road games.
Jeez. at Creighton and then South Dakota State, who's playing pretty well, come to your place. And then you guys get to go to Hilton and play Iowa State before starting league play off with Missouri State right away. And so, yeah, you guys definitely have a little bit of a grinder to be able to get through. But definitely iron sharpens iron as you guys are going through. And as we mentioned already a couple times, get you guys healthy and get you back and ready to go. And so definitely excited for that. One thing that I want to talk to, so you're going into being a teacher. How's this going to work? When are you going to do your student teaching? What's that? And what grade are you, or what level are you trying to teach?
So I just actually finished my like level 3 participation week a few weeks ago. So obviously the next step now is student teaching. So the NCAA has to approve of it, but they've done it in the past with Carly Rucker and Austin Fife, but I will student teach 8 weeks before season starts next year and 8 weeks after. So a total of 16, but it's just split up.
Oh, that's awesome.
So then during season, I don't have to worry about student teaching because obviously it's draining in a lot of hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's basically working. I mean, it's like, you know, like it's a full time you're teaching, you're doing it. So what will you do then second semester this year? Just get to hang out or what?
I have a few more classes to take and finish up my minor as well. So just take a few more classes.
Very cool.
Good for you. And what level are you teaching?
Elementary. So I just finished my level 3s and I did 5th grade. And okay. I really like that age. In the past, I've done 1st and 2nd grade. And I think reflecting on those, I like the older grades better. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a say in student teaching. They place you. So yep. I'm curious what I'll get, but I'm hoping obviously like 3rd grade and up.
Cool. I did 4 years of 5th grade teaching prior to getting into real estate. And so 5th grade was great. And I student taught in 3rd grade. 3rd grade is fun though too. Like, I agree with you, like 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Yeah.
I do want to start. First and 2nd,
they're just a little too young for me. I don't know.
It takes a special person to be able to do kindergarten, 1st, 2nd, like, and I got a daughter in 2nd grade right now. And thank you. Like, you guys are awesome. I truly appreciate you because it's not for everybody. That's for sure. So, well, that'll be fun. And that's great that they set that up for you to be able to work around your season, you know, just makes, and that'll make next year, you know, enjoyable for you too, from a basketball side of things. Cause you got that experience 8 weeks before, you kind of know what you're going into. You got to focus on basketball only and then wrap things up with the rest of your student teaching. And so maybe you'll get a split placement then. You might be able to get to do two. That would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
As well. So, well, good. Good for you. That's exciting.
Any coaching in the future?
So I actually, have been taking coaching classes to get a coaching minor. So like right now I'm in anatomy and I've taken like a basketball theory last year.
Yeah, I got theories in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but next semester, in order to complete the minor I have right now, is social and emotional learning and then coaching and then a few more education classes. I think I would have had to done 22 credits and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm going to complete my coaching minor, but I can just get a certificate in the future. So
yeah, the certificate's fine too. You know, I minored in coaching as well. And I think if I recall, and this is ages ago, so it's probably outdated information, but I think you actually get the coaching certificate for having a coaching minor, which is kind of easier after you get done. But, that's good. That's good. You know, you gotta kind of prepare. But, as you mentioned, those 22 credits would be a monster semester.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do it for how much school we miss with traveling and stuff. So talk to my advisors and stuff and they're just like, it's all right. You can still coach in the future.
Well, yeah. And like you said, I mean, it's kind of, as long as you have your certificate and that's all that you really need. And then obviously with you being in the school already, they're going to be chomping at the bit to get a high school or get a college basketball player to be like, you're coaching, whether you want to or not, depending on where you end up, they'll get you at some level to definitely help them out. So, well, good. Grace, we appreciate you taking some time and chatting with us. Like I said, we're anxious to see kind of what you guys are able to do here once you get get healthy, get everybody back, get through this non-con, get into league play. Before we let you get out of here, though, so taking a look at the league a little bit, what are you excited about? Obviously, you know, you kind of got you and Drake right there towards the top. Southern Illinois, again, will be good. Missouri State, always good. And so, you know, what are you kind of anxious for? What are you looking forward to when you guys get into league play?
I think I'm just most excited to just play with a chip on our shoulder and just play like we're good. Like, obviously, we were predicted number one for a reason. There's a lot of memories that we make throughout the conference play, one game at a time, and just playing each game like it's our last. But probably the most excited game I'd be – we haven't beat Belmont yet, so I'm excited for the Belmont.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because you guys and they'll be pretty good too. They should that should be a good battle for you. And now, you know, not so new. Obviously, going to Nashville last year would have been kind of the first one, but now you guys kind of been there, done that, and so you should definitely get them at home. You guys are a deep team. I think that's one of the things too, that's going to help you the most in league play, especially kind of the second time around. Like we've said about five times now, but once you get everybody back and kind of going and figure it out. I mean, you guys, you could, I mean, you'll go eight deep, nine deep on any given night and have a lot of different elements and, you know, can get up and defend and get after people and make people uncomfortable. Obviously, you guys are always well prepared from a staff standpoint. And so it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yep. And obviously those Drake matchups.
Drake's always a good one too.
Drake. And then just the contradicting styles too. We talked a little bit about that. It'd be fun to see how you guys kind of Mickey Mouse that between you guys getting up and getting stops and them trying to get out and run. And so, and those are always good crowds as well. And usually have a lot on the line, which is no different. Mm-hmm. And then head over to the Quad Cities for the postseason tournament. It's like going home for you, right?
It
you
is. Got a lot of it's like homecoming for me.
Do you get an opportunity to see some friends and family? Do you get an opportunity to run home for a home cooked meal when you guys go over there for the Valley tournament?
Yeah. Last year my mom did make lunch for us. And it's actually fun because we practice at North Scott. It's just cool to go back to my high school, and then we did go to my house for a meal.
That's awesome.
Cool. Last thing then, Coach Warren, what's your biggest takeaway from her? What's her strength? What is the thing that just really kind of separates her from everybody else?
The thing that separates her from anyone else is she just cares for each of her players, for who they are, for more than just a basketball player. And she always cares that we're physically all right, mentally, spiritually, and all that stuff. So it's more than basketball for her. She's about the relationships. She helps us on and off the court. So I would say those are the top few things that I love about her.
Well, I have one more too. What's a good Oakland story? Kind of putting you on the spot here. What's a good Oak story?
Okay. I mean, I love when he practices with us and he's one of the practice players.
He's got that shot back here.
AJ Green shot, huh? Where does he rank out of the 10 players on the floor when he is practicing with you guys?
He's a pretty good shooter. He'd be.
Is he? All right.
He's crafty.
I can see him having a good old man's game. Like just knows where to be, when to be there.
Yeah.
Not the quickest, which is fine. You know. Well, good. Well, Grace, we've appreciated your time. We've loved hearing a little bit more about you and your background. We end every episode with a little section we call Rapid Fire. Brian's gonna hit you with a couple questions, some about hoops, some not, and you let us know what comes to the top of your head.
All right, sounds good.
All right, first one we always start with. What's your favorite visiting gym or arena you've had the opportunity to play in?
Illinois State.
Redbird, why? What is it about that one?
I don't know. I just really like it. Every time we go there, we always play really good. Try to knock on some wood, but
that helps.
I just really enjoy playing at Illinois State.
That's good. I like that answer. I like when people have one because they just play good in it too. Yeah. That's my favorite. Those are always my favorite answer, actually. Game day routine. What do you got to do? It's game day. Is there anything specific? Do you got to go through certain things, do something? What does that look like for you?
I would just say listen to music. And I always, on home games, I have to get a smoothie.
Okay.
Yep. Oh. Tropical smoothie.
Good start to the game.
Yeah. That is. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. What kind of music were you usually listening to?
A little bit of everything. Maybe some pump up, some throwbacks, some rap.
Who runs the team jukebox?
Either a few of them. Maya.
I was going to say, I know Maya's in
Maya,
there for sure.
Yeah, Maya's got some good songs. Kaba or Kaylin Morgan.
Okay. All right. Yep. That's good. That's always, it's always fun to hit. No, you can tell a lot about a team too by between who you let who you let control the tune. So, favorite sports movie?
I like The Blind Side a lot.
That's a good one. Adam, have we had that on here?
If we have, it has not been often. That's
no,
sure.
It hasn't been for a while. So that's a
that's
good
a good
one,
one though. That's a very good one.
I like new movies too. Why number 42? Have you always worn 42?
Yeah, since my freshman year in high school. I don't know, my coach kind of gave it to me and I just kind of ran with it.
Here you go, freshman. This is your number now.
Yeah, freshman, I don't know. 42.
There's no meaning to it, but I've kept it since my freshman year in high school.
Yep. And that's the way to be. I mean, once you get it, it's like, hey, that's mine. Then that's the best thing you can do. You know, you have ownership in it. You're like, I ain't giving it back. So who was your basketball idol? Who'd you look up to? Who'd you kind of, as a kid growing up, was there somebody, you know, whether it was at the college level or in your hometown or in your neighborhood, who'd you look up to?
No one like really famous, but I mean, I always looked up to my siblings. They were pretty active in sports, but especially basketball. They both played basketball. And I went to every one of their games. I looked up to them. They're my role models.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So then to piggyback off of that, then who's the women's basketball GOAT? Who's the greatest women's basketball player of all time?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, Subert's up there.
I was going to say, Subert is, that's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Especially for like, you know, more recent. Than like you know, a Cheryl Swoops or like a Lisa Leslie, like some of those, it's like we didn't get the full gamut of the WNBA and being able to see kind of, I mean, they had good college careers and then played USA basketball and, you know, changed the game in a lot of ways. But Sue kind of feels like the modern day easy answer or
easy answer right there.
For sure.
On that one. So good deal. All right. Cedar Falls question we always ask. Peppers or Mulligans?
Mulligans.
Oh man.
Yep.
But they're pretty close, but
they're both good. They're both good. But the right answer is peppers.
No. See, you're on the right side. You're with me on that one, Grace. We'll go Mulligan. And we gotta go back, Adam, and figure out, we should have a tally of the lifetime score on that too.
Uh-huh.
Because we've asked it a ton. So
yeah.
That's a good one. All right. This one's gonna be a little tough for you, probably too. So get ready. But I need you to power rank the Quad Cities.
Are you talking about between like Bendorf, Davenport, Moline, and Arc Island?
Yeah.
Okay. Bendorf's one. Davenport's two. Obviously Iowa, because I live on the Iowa side.
Iowa side. Yep.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Three would be Moline, and four would be Rock Island.
Okay. Good deal. I like it.
That's the first time I've ever heard those power ranks. So now I know. Now I know what the best cities are in the Quad Cities. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. I'm majority on the Iowa side, so I don't make it to the Illinois side often. But
makes sense.
I get it. We're with you on that one. Yep. So well, good. Good deal. All right, Grace. Last one. We'll get you out of here. We kind of talked about it along the way, but we always like to end with a good, positive, upbeat. What's the best thing about being a Panther?
I would say the fans and the community, the support, no matter what, the support system's insane. It's always a good day to be a Panther.
Always.
That is true. Amen. I mean, that's something too. I mean, the whole Cedar Valley really, you know, kind of rallies around Panther athletics. And so it's something that, you know, they kind of take pride in and, you know, being able to see success and support and get out to games whenever they can, no matter what the sport is, you know. And then when you have a great team and staff that, you know, continues to put a good product out there, they'll recognize it, they'll appreciate it. And you've definitely seen that, like we said, with women's basketball throughout the state and with Panther basketball as well. And so Great answer. Thanks for taking some time jumping on with us. Good luck out in Vegas, and then good luck getting through the rest of that non-con. And so we can start to get into league play and not necessarily take it easy, but at least be a little more comfortable.
Maybe a little easier.
Like, yeah,
easier.
Like a little more comfortable and know what we're doing. Get everybody back healthy after the break and all that fun stuff. So we wish you the best of luck, and thanks again for taking some time.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Grace. Great talking to you. And go Panthers.
Thank you.